What's up, KD Time friends? Welcome back to another episode of KD Time, the sometimes weekly but mostly timely podcast for each and every podcast fan. I am your host, KD, and on this podcast series, I bring all kinds of topics to the table, from discussing culture, movies, TV shows, music, sports, food, and of course, general nostalgia. Join in the fun, share, and subscribe wherever you are listening. In this episode, it's time to run it back and hit those TV theme songs. That's right, this is episode number 80, and we're bringing it back to the theme songs. This time, I'm going to talk about the 90s. We're going to the 90s, y'all. Although I was definitely in my single-digit age, I was still privy to hearing some iconic theme songs. But for this particular episode, because I was a particular age, I was not allowed to watch a lot of the major TV shows that were on at that time. I was only allowed to watch kids' shows and cartoons and almost baby shows. So that's exactly what I'm going to talk about. So let's get into it.
From the big bear. Want some fun?
Here's where.
Just for you.
All is new.
In the house of blue. Lots of room at our house.
That's the moon at our house.
Kitchen's here.
Bathroom's there.
Attic full of stuff here.
Pillows full of pop here.
Just for you.
In the house of blue. Welcome, welcome, welcome to the big blue house. Welcome, welcome, welcome to the big blue house. Door is open.
Now you're here.
So let's begin.
Welcome to the blue house. Bear in the big blue house. Do y'all remember that? I mean, I feel like it's been a long time, but I still remember that big old bear in the big blue house. And he's so funny, and just, he looks like he's loving, like he wants to give you a hug, kind of. And that's the first show to kick off my TV kid shows list from the 90s. Did you know that this TV show actually started in 1997? Yeah, it went on for a few seasons, actually. It went on all the way to 2006. It had four seasons, and the whole premise of the show was about the large bear who was very kind and lovable. And it's funny because, you know, most recently, I'll say, because I'm living in the country now, so most recently, there's been a few bear sightings all over the place, and those bears may look nice and fluffy and lovable and cuddly. But do not go by the bears. Do not touch the bears. Do not, like, rowl up the bears. Leave the bears alone. Just go away from the bears. But this particular bear in the big blue house, he was a nice and friendly bear. So I think I would go and give him a big, big hug. Because he's just like, oh yeah, this is a nice time to enjoy a good bear hug. A real bear hug. The next TV show on the list. Now, I must say that when I was researching the 90s shows and just filling my nostalgia feelings, like I was filling them up and I was just like, oh yeah, these shows, like, oh my goodness, some of these shows I haven't seen or heard of in a very long time. But then as I'm going back through and I'm looking them up and I'm like, oh wow, that is quite the show. I forgot all about it. Or I'll be like, whoa, I definitely remember this show. I have like stories of myself watching the show or something like that. So, you know, that's how I was feeling when I was going through this list. The next show on the list is The Big Comfy Couch. Now, I have a quick story before I give you that theme song. With The Big Comfy Couch, it's about this, you know, wacky-do clown girl who apparently lives on her own. I don't think she ever had parents on the show. I think she might have brought in her sister at least once. But this show, she is in a huge house with a large red couch. The couch wasn't even red, was it? Uh-oh, I might be doing that Miranda effect on myself. The couch was actually big and green, and she wore like a pinkish or orange outfit. And like, so I remember watching this show. I think I watched it practically religiously almost every day. And there was one episode where, okay, so the show stars this girl named Lunette, right? She's a clown. And she has a doll named Molly. And so Lunette and Molly would get into stuff or whatever. And at one point Lunette was just treating Molly a terrible way or something like that. And my babysitter, may she rest in peace, she had it. She was like, all right, no, we're not going to watch this anymore. I was like, why? This is a great show. The girl, she would sit on the rug with the clock and do her leg and move it all around the numbers and everything. And anyway, my babysitter was like, nah, we're not watching this anymore. And I was like, why? She's like, because look how she's treating her friend. We don't treat friends like that, so I'm not going to promote this in this house. So we're not going to watch it anymore. And that was that. The show lasted for quite some time. It was on for at least 10 years. It went from 1995 to 2006 was the final episode. And the original network had it on from 1992 to 1996. And yeah, I mean, then it went somewhere else and it was on for the next few years after that. But I haven't gone back to watch that show. Like once something was done at my babysitter's house, like it was done. There was no, let's like revisit this at another time. No, like once she put her foot down about something, that was it. We were just not allowed to watch it anymore. And I mean, I understand that. Like, you know, it's her house, her rules, her TV, you know. Because it came on during the day and I wasn't at home, no one was watching me at home, I definitely couldn't watch the show anymore. So if I were to watch the show today, I wouldn't know where to start, where to begin. I think watching it would bring back some kinds of memories. Like, I definitely still remember that one because it made an impact to the point where we couldn't watch the show anymore. But, I mean, I do remember some things, like she had a friend that would come by on a bicycle or something, and she'd go and do things with Molly, and there was dust bunnies under the couch and stuff like that. So, I mean, you know, they had their own subplot where there was dust bunny stories, and I'm like, okay, cool, you know. I guess it was just the type of show that kids would enjoy today, I think. I think kids would enjoy the show today. I'm not 100% sure, but I'm pretty sure. Like, if you pop on anything for a kid and they're just staring at the TV, I think you're pretty much sold on what they're going to watch. But yeah, let's listen to the Big Comfy Couch lyrics if we must. I would love to do that. So let's do that.
Are you ready? Are you ready? Are you ready to clown around? It's Lunette and Molly, a clown and her dolly on the big comfy couch. There is lots to look to. Lunette loves to read for you. With a wiggle and a giggle, let's be friends. My sweet silliness never ends. Get ready. All over and under. Big comfy couch. Get ready. Get ready. Get ready to Lynette and Molly. I'm planning her dolly on the big comfy couch.
With Luna and Molly, a clown and her dolly. Oh my gosh, that's funny. That's funny. Yep. They really did rhyme clown and dolly, Luna and Molly together. Oh, but yeah, so, you know, it was quite the show. I remember watching it. It was definitely a good show. Next on the list, we have Boy Meets World. Now, Boy Meets World was on for a very long time, and I mean, it went through a few theme songs. The first theme song was like very, you know, was just about him. Like, it was him. Maybe the parents would pop up here and there, and all of the school things would float around his head, and he was just like, whoa, what's this? Like, oh, I'm learning all this stuff. And then he gets knocked by the world, because of course he's meeting the world. And this show had such an impact on my life as a kid. It came on from 1993 and it ended in the mid 2000s. It had such an impact on me as a kid that, like, I honestly thought that it was real. At some point, I was just kind of like, this doesn't feel only like a TV show, if that makes sense. Because they really did go through some tough times. Like, these kids, they were dealing with a lot. Like, Sean in particular, I had a huge crush on Sean. Who didn't, right? He had the hair, he had the looks, or whatever. He just was like a smooth talker, and Corey was a dork, in my opinion. Corey was a dork, but he was perfect with Topanga. That just made sense, him and Topanga. You know, even though their story kind of like contradicts itself a few times, but we're not going to get into that. But yeah, like these young people, they go through these hardships. They show it on TV, and you're thinking to yourself, like, wow, this is some pretty, like, interesting stuff, because we get to see, like, you know, grown parents having kids. We get to see parents not being in children's lives. Like Sean had a rough go at it. His mother wasn't around. His dad was chasing his mom throughout the entire series. Like, he lived with his teacher for a little while, and then he got into a cult at some point, and it was just kind of like, this is real life. This is stuff that are just hard topics that, you know, it could happen to children nowadays. And it's not something that anyone would really want for their kid or anything. Like, Corey grew up, you know, relatively normal. He had two loving parents. He had a wise but somewhat almost adjusted older brother. He had a funny younger sister, you know. And then, of course, he had Topanga and Corey. And I mean, Corey had Topanga and Sean to sort of navigate, like, what friendships, navigate relationships. Like, the show itself was deep, I think. And maybe I might be thinking too much into this, but it was just a lot. It was like, you know, you dealt with so many different things. You see the boy kind of trying to be cool like his friend Sean, and then also trying not to acknowledge his feelings for the girl that he likes and all this stuff, and then, you know, dealing with bullies and stuff. Like, that felt normal, and then it just, like, went left. It was just like, okay, now we're talking about, you know, relationships all the time. Like, it was always about Corey and Topanga. They're so in love with each other that then there's no one else in the world. But then you have the hugest bromance in any type of history. Like, I could go into that too. I do like a few good, there are a few good TV shows with a lot of good bromances. But yeah, the show had a huge impact on my life, and I still can watch with great, like, interest and intrigue. I'm like, oh, I can sit and watch this show. It's one of those shows I can now sit and watch and be like, yeah, I remember watching this show. It's become like Brooklyn Nine-Nine and Parks and Rec and New Girl. I could just pop it on and feel good about it. But yeah, that's definitely one of the shows. I mean, I would love to play the theme song, but again, there's like three or four different ones, because as he got older, of course, the music changed, so he wasn't gonna, you know, and then it's all about him and his friends at some point, so yeah, I don't even, y'all know the theme song, y'all need to hear the theme song, right? I mean, there's not even any lyrics, it's just a boy meeting the world, and there's instrumentals, that's it. Next on the list is Are You Afraid of the Dark? Do y'all remember that one? That one was quite the show, I might say. It was one of those shows that, like, I didn't really want to watch a whole lot, but I did because, you know, I just, like, it came on and I was like, okay, well, you know, this doesn't seem too bad, but it was definitely a horror type show, and it was on for 10 seasons. It came out in 1990 and it ended in 2000. Like, it was just, or, well, it says 10 seasons. I mean, it had 10 seasons, but it actually only lasted from 1990 to 1996, meaning that they just had multiple seasons in a year, or probably something like that. But it was quite the show. And I mean, like I said, I was in my single, like, my single ages, right? So watching a TV show that was basically like a group of people sitting around a campfire telling scary stories, like, and then those stories kind of coming to life, it was just weird. I mean, it was weird for something to be like, for something like that to be on TV, and then for me to think that it was okay to just watch. I mean, I know that I watched a few seasons of the show, and I don't know how I was able to do that, because I'm not the biggest fan of being scared. Like, I don't like being scared, but let's listen to the theme song. I'm gonna play the theme song for you. Hold on. See, y'all, that's creepy as heck. There was some real scary villains on there too, like scary monsters on that show. How did that show get past, like, all of the you know, the green lights? They got greenlit all the way through. the theme song plus the visuals, it's like, it sounds like you have a heartbeat in there. It sounds like, you know, there's a creaky door. Oh my goodness. This is probably bringing back not so good memories for me. I don't know that I liked that show. I mean, I watched it, but I don't know that I really liked it. I definitely didn't watch it at night. You know, it was probably just like, it came on TV and I was like, okay, well, it's on, so let me watch it. Why not? But nah, I did not like it that much. Oh my goodness. That's crazy. All right, let's move on to something a little bit more light and fluffy. A little bit more light and fluffy on the list. But I will warn you guys that the TV show I'm about to mention definitely is not my favorite TV show ever. It's, oh gosh, it's one of those shows that I cannot believe I watched as much episodes as I did with it. The show is Caillou. I laugh because I hated that little boy. Oh my goodness. And I know that's kind of harsh. I know that's, you know, not nice for me. It's not a nice thing for me to say, but I did not like that boy. He was so annoying. Okay? He was so annoying. And the show came out in 1997. And it was like on PBS or something like that. It was just, oh my word. It was such an annoying show. Like, he was a brat. He was a brat. And I get that the show, you know, it was aimed for toddlers and preschoolers and everything. So, okay, you might be thinking to yourself, well, if it was geared for these kinds of kids, then why were you watching? Listen, I was surrounded by younger children, so we would watch things for everybody. The younger kids obviously could not watch things that were too old for them, but everybody can clearly watch a young person's show. Like, if we're all going to sit here and watch TV, then it has to be something that's, you know, acceptable for everybody. But if it was a show that obviously wasn't good for anyone, this was usually played while people were taking naps. Like, obviously, two-year-olds weren't going to sit up and watch Judge Judy on the TV screen. So that was, Judge Judy would come on during nap time. And the only times we could really watch TV, if we were home, like, or if it was the summertime, because obviously, what do kids usually do during the summer? They either watch TV or go play outside, right? So the only good times to watch TV was in the early morning from like 8 a.m. to maybe 10 o'clock, maybe 10:30. And then again in the afternoon when you come home from school. So like the after school block would have like TV shows from 3 to maybe 5 p.m. like that. And that's when you had your Arthurs and your Barneys and all that stuff. Like, these shows were on during certain times when they knew the kids were home. Then, and these were all like on regular TV show networks, not like on cable or anything like that. Like PBS, ABC, CW, I've mentioned this before. You know, those shows were on, or those channels were available all the time. And then when cable came around and Cartoon Network was, you know, popular, and Nickelodeon was popular, and the N was popular, those would just play cartoons all day. Like, it was TV shows that were geared for kids all the time. But if you could only watch certain things because you didn't have cable, then this is what you watched. And Caillou was one of those shows. And so because we were sitting there I was sitting there with younger kids that were younger than me, and this show came out in 97, and I'm around, I don't know, I was around closer to getting to my double digit years. So, of course, I'm sitting there watching it with my younger siblings and my other friends that are younger than me or whatever. So this show about this 4-year-old who is a brat, this is what we watched, you know, like, this is what we watched. And I would sit there and I'd watch the show and I'd get so frustrated with him because I'm like, are you serious? Why are you crying about this now? Like, I felt like he was crying every single episode. This boy just couldn't understand why life was so hard all the time. It's just like, dude, would you get it together? I mean, granted, like, being around preschoolers all the time, or just young people under 5, it is spot on. The show matches exactly what kids under 5 are like. They whine and cry about everything. They fall, they hurt themselves, they don't get something, and they cry and they're upset about that. And it's just like, you try and make them feel better by doing all of the different things to make them feel better. But that's exactly what this young man was doing. Caillou was just, everything was like a worldly upset. He was so upset about so many different things. And I'm just like, what, could you stop? Like, when I was younger, that's how I felt. I was like, get over yourself, Caillou. Like, and why are you bald? Like, it was just so many. I'm so upset. I'm just like, I don't understand. How are you 4 years old and you still don't have hair? That doesn't make sense to me. It was never really explained why this young man didn't have hair, but I digress. Anyway, let's listen to the theme song, shall we?
You're getting to be a big boy.
I'm just a baby for an inch day after summer. I like to learn and cry. So many things to learn. Each day there's something new. I'll show you things you won't cry. My world is changing each day. And mommy and daddy, I'm finding my way. Growing up is not so tough. Sucks when I've had enough. There's lots of fun stuff on Caillou. Caillou.
That's me. Oh my goodness. Each day I learn some more. Some people said that Caillou had cancer, man. That's wild. I don't think Caillou had cancer, because if he had cancer, we'd see him at the doctor a lot more. That young man was able to live a full life without going to the doctor. So, you know, let's just, you know, not do that. Let's not say that. Anyhow, so the theme song was quite catchy for what it was. Luckily, I can move on to the next TV show. The next TV show is Franklin. Franklin was one of my faves. It was actually a TV show all about a turtle. And a turtle who was able to do so many different things that normal turtles don't get to do. He got to play soccer. He got to play baseball. He got to, you know, be a kid, I guess. We got to see a turtle as a kid. It was another show that was definitely geared towards a younger audience. He was a 6-year-old, and his best friend was a bear, and they'd face life challenges together, and it was an animated series based on books by Paulette Borges and Brenda Clark. And so basically, Franklin and his friends, they learn about life in their village, and they would frequently help, like a parent or an adult or something like that. And the show was on for quite some time. It was on from 1997 to, it had 6 seasons, so I think it ended in like 2004. But I liked the show a lot. It was a great show for me. I thought it was super cute. He wasn't an annoying 4-year-old. He was a 6-year-old, so he knew a little bit more about life, or he just knew a little bit more about just kind of trying to navigate his world with the people around him, kind of thing. And it was cool that his best friend was a bear, like Little Bear. That was such a nice, I mean, not Little Bear, but he had a friend that was also a bear. So, you know, I watched the show. The thing with these shows is that I don't believe that I ever fully completed the series. Like, any of the shows that I've just mentioned, except for Boy Meets World, I don't think I've actually watched their entire series. I know I've seen at least a good handful of shows for me to feel like, oh yeah, I've watched this show, and this is a show from my childhood. I remember this show. But as you get older, obviously, you watch things that match your age, I think. And for me, when I clearly stopped watching a lot of these shows and I started watching, you know, like shows more geared towards my age, like, I don't know, it just kind of changed. Like, I wasn't interested in watching these young cartoony shows anymore, these preschooly shows. And so, like, I would watch things that were different, so I never like finished a show. And at the same time, like, the way that shows were produced back then aren't the same way now. So it's like, if you know, if one of the cartoons just kind of like went on their hiatus for the summer or for the, and then they came back in the fall, like how Grey's Anatomy will start in the fall and then end in the spring or something like that, like, I wouldn't notice, because it was like, okay, the show is either not on anymore or they're playing reruns. And it was just like, okay, who cares? You know, like, I wasn't like, oh, I need to see the next episode. I need to binge more Caillou or binge Franklin, you know? I know that I saw Boy Meets World because as he was growing up, I was growing up. So it made sense. But, like, the big comfy couch, like, I couldn't continue watching that because, obviously, it was banned in the house. And then Bear in the Big Blue House, it was just like, yeah, no, if I wasn't watching it anymore, I was just watching something else, obviously. So, you know, but Franklin was a great show. And I think the theme song was so simple. It was just like, hey, it's Franklin. Got a little banjo. Come and play. Like, that's a classic, nice little show. And I thought that the books were portrayed really nicely into cartoon action. You know, I thought that was great for what it was. So, yeah. Next is Little Bear. Little Bear is also a nice little quiet show, also based on a book. I think that Little Bear was so cute. Like, he was also a 6-year-old, also, you know, curious and imaginative. He was a grizzly bear, and he was a bear cub. And he lived in the forest with his friends. His friends were a duck, and he had, like, I think his best friend was a rabbit or something like that. But, it wasn't a rabbit. So his friends were actually an owl, a hen, a cat, and then a human Emily, a human girl that lived nearby, which is, in my opinion, I thought, like, it kind of, the TV show and the books kind of felt a little bit like Christopher Robin and his portrayal with, Winnie the Pooh and Piglet and Tigger. You know, Eeyore, kind of things like that, where a child is friends with these woodland creatures, even though I don't think a piglet would ever be in the woods, but anyway. So, you know, an owl, a hen, a cat, like, those were the animals that were in the vicinity with Little Bear. And I thought the show was really nice. It came out in 1995. And it ended in 2001, and it was based on the books that they had. Anyway, so I thought the show was really nice and cute, and they just go on like adventures that like are imaginatory for a child. You know, any child that goes outside and decides to play will make up whatever kind of adventure they're going to have, and that's what he did. You know, he went into the ocean. He was going from being in the woods to then being in the winter time and like flying to space to go and chill on the moon. I thought it was a good show. I mean, as far as I could tell, I watched a few episodes, and I know that the little bear learned a lot of different things. He learned a lesson almost every episode. So, you know, much more than I could say for Caillou. I'm not gonna stop picking on Caillou. I just know that Little Bear and Franklin all learned a lot of good things as they kept going on about their life. Next I have Roly Poly Oly. Oh my goodness, he's small and cute and round. Listen, I enjoyed Roly Poly Oly. I don't know why I enjoyed Roly Poly Oly. I think that maybe it had a lot to do with the title. But it was it was a TV show, it was about maybe robots. I feel like they were robots. They didn't really look completely like robots, I guess. I don't know. It was more, like, their shape was kind of like a spear, and they were a three-dimensional kind of geometric shape. And the show, I don't like, one thing I do remember about Roly Poly Oly is that they had a Halloween episode. I remember that one, and I love the theme song. It's just like, he's Roly Poly Oly, he's small and short and round, and in the land of girls and girls, he's the smallest kid around. then he's part of the Poli family. I mean, they're in a T-shaped house. How cute is that, you know? Like, it's just a cute show. He's a robot boy, and he's very friendly. He's very inquisitive, you know, and he loves his family and his friends. And then he has his friends that also go through little things with him. And just a cute little show. And in the land of frozen frozen small, let's get around. Roly, roly, hooray! Hooray! And in the land of frozen frozen the smallest get around. I thought the theme song was cute too. But yeah, Roly Poly Oly, man. I know I didn't watch a whole lot of that, but I watched it based on my little brother, so like my little brother liked watching it, so of course we were going to watch it. And the show came out in 1998, and it ended in 2004. But of course the reruns were on all the time. It was a show on Disney Channel, so, you know. Of course, like I said, if you had cable and you're able to just sit there and watch TV, then these are the shows that would come on. That's what would happen. So, yeah. Next, The Busy World of Richard Scarry. Do you guys remember that one? That's a good one. I thought it was one of the cutest. Well, I mean, watching it now, I probably like, oh, that's so cute. Look at the little, like, the worm and the, you know, the cat and everything. Like, I was like, oh yeah, this is a great show. And of course, it's also based on a book, but It was a busy town. It was a magical place with residents of animals that talked to each other. I mean, a lot of these shows had animals talking to each other, right? Franklin, Little Bear. But, like, this one, they were always ready to tackle problems and conflicts that would arise. And it had Huckle Cat and Lowly Worm and Bananas Gorilla, Sprout Goat, and others. You know, they did everything. They solved mysteries. They went fishing. They did camping, you know. It was a very busy town. Like, it just, there was always something happening, if that makes sense. And their accents were adorable. Like, you know, it was such a good show. And it lasted from, it came on, it didn't last very long. It came on in 1994, and it ended in 1996. But I still think that it was quite the show to have on TV at the time, especially since it was a kid's show. So let's listen to that theme song. Hold on one second, let me get that up for you. Listen, Little Worm, Lowly Worm is flying in an apple. Like, how clever is that? Because, you know, a lot of worms, they kind of, they are depicted as coming out of an apple. So, I think that's also why I didn't eat a lot of apples when I was growing up. I was always afraid there was a worm that was going to be in there, so I didn't eat them. I eat apples now, but I'm just saying, like, anyway, so it was so busy. That whole sequence is busy. There's people that are fixing things already. There's people trying to get places. There's, you know, a bit like a pig that lost his hat and split his pajama pants. You know, it says that like the cop is stopping the road for the flying hat that's going through town. It's such a busy world in such a busy town. But it's classic. It was a great TV show, like I said. I thought it was, you know, a good TV show to have for the kids. And last but not least, I'm going to do the Mighty Morphin Power Rangers. Go, go, Power Rangers! All right. The Mighty Morphin Power Rangers came out in 1993, 1996. I always wanted to be the pink Power Ranger. If not the pink, I wanted to be the yellow Power Ranger because they were the only two girls in all of the Power Rangers and all of the superheroes there. But it was a superhero TV show that came out in 1993. That's when it was originally released. So it came out in 1993 and ended in 1995. And the original red Power Ranger was Jason Lee Scott. And he was the team's first leader. And he wielded the power of the sword. And he was able to pilot the Tyrannosaurus Dino Sword and the Red Dragon Thunder Sword. And, you know, he was just one of the best. And then, of course, you had Zack Taylor, who was the original Black Ranger. And he was, of course, second in command. And he wielded the Power Axe. And he piloted the Mastodon Dino Zord and the Lion Thunder Zord, you know. And then you had Billy Cranston, who was the Blue Ranger. He was a Blue Ninja Ranger, you know. He was part of the team for a very long time. He had the Power Lance, and he was able to pilot the Triceratops Dinozord and the Unicorn Thunder Zord and the Wolf Ninja Zord. And then there was Trina Kwan, who played the Yellow Power Ranger, and she wielded the Power Daggers. And she piloted the Sabertooth Tiger Dinozord. And then finally, Kimberly Hart. Well, there's a few. There's the Kimberly Hart who did the Pink Ranger. Like I said, I wanted to be. She was the first Pink Ranger, and she wielded the power of the bow, and she was able to pilot the Pterodactyl Dinozord and the Firebird Thunderzord, and Crane. Like, listen, I wanted to be her so badly. And then finally, we had Tommy, the Green Ranger, and then he later became the White Ranger. But yeah, and it's weird because I didn't like the color pink when I was growing up. So I was just kind of like, I didn't want to be the Pink Ranger because she was pink. I wanted to be the Pink Ranger because she was badass. Like, that is why I wanted to be the Pink Ranger. And the Power Rangers were just so cool. They were like teenage superheroes. They're like one of the first portrayals of teenage superheroes that I could even think of during that time frame, during the 90s. And they were such a phenomenon. They had toys and action figures and other merchandise, and I wanted the action figures, and I don't think I ever got any, but it's okay. I'm not bitter about it at all. But yeah, it was such a cool show. It was such a cool show, and you got to watch these kids like fight bad guys, and like, you know, they dealt with so many different things. Plus they had the school element. Like, it was just like, how did they live these double lives? They were superheroes by night and regular kids by day. You know what I mean? It was a super tight knit group of a band of teenagers that just so happened to transform into a team of superheroes ready to take on anybody. I mean, their primary focus was Rita Repulsa. Like, Repulsa? Like, we're repulsed by her? Come on, that was just genius writing right there. It was just like, come on. Space villains, oh my goodness. She was a space villainess. And, I don't even understand. Like, I don't understand you. I mean, I do understand. Y'all don't understand the hype that came with this TV show. I still cannot believe it only lasted 3 years. I was just like, come on, let's go. Yeah. all right, team, let's do this. You know, I was obsessed. I was a little obsessed. And I feel like they got robbed. They should have had more seasons. It's okay, though. I'm not bitter, like I said. Let's listen to that theme song.
For 10,000 years, I'm free. It's time to conquer Earth.
Alpha, we just escaped. Recruit a team of teenagers with attitudes.
Conquer the world, Ranger.
Rangers, go go Power Rangers! Oh man, listen. Oh, what a time! What a time! What a time! Wow, wow! Just watching that trailer, or not the trailer, watching the theme song. I'm over here getting hype. I was like, go, go, Power Rangers! Through my own little fist pumps and stuff. Ugh, what a time. And then, you know, they tried to do, like, a remake for a movie. And then, what happened? Like, I know that it wasn't the greatest remake of a movie or whatever, but, like, They just dropped it. I'm not gonna go and look and research as to why they didn't continue. And then they teased us with you know, another Ranger. But this was so iconic. Like these actors and actresses who played these teenage Rangers, teenage Power Rangers. It was just like, it was unreal. It was nothing I've ever experienced growing up, because there wasn't very many, like, TV shows geared towards teen superheroes. Instead, I mean, there's movies about teenagers who have to fight bad guys and the undead or whatever. I'm still not sure why that's a thing. Like, I don't understand why it's teenagers that have to fight bad guys in certain movies, but again, I digress. Like, you know, they have enough going on with themselves. They're dealing with all of these different feelings and hormones and, like, school and life and trying to be an adult, and then they have to fight bad guys on the side. Like, what the heck? Anyway. So, yeah. Oh, I could do these in segments. I have like three. I have more to talk about. And it's okay that I could end here. So I'll do that. And I'll come back to it at another time, which is fine. That's absolutely fine. Oh, man. But that, yeah. Go, go, Power Rangers! All right, so that was the episode for now. I know that there's a lot more that I will talk about, of course. Don't fret, y'all. There's a lot of 90s TV shows that I could talk about, but I'm just going to do 10 for right now, because again, it would be a very long episode if I continued it. Like, most shows on this list were definitely kid shows. That's what I said. They're going to be kid shows. I mean, Boy Meets World, it kind of was a kid show, and then it grew into like a more young adult kind of show for young teenagers, and then, like, obviously they get a little bit more older, where we see Cory and Topanga in college, and then they get married and everything. So, I mean, they were old enough to get married. So it's like the TV show went from it being about him being this preteen to him being a man and or like being an adult man and getting married and all that stuff. And then dealing with marriage and what comes with that kind of lifestyle. So, I mean, you know, I just wanted to talk about shows that I was allowed to watch in the 90s. Again, there's a lot of shows that I could have talked about, but it wasn't until I was much older that I could watch shows like Roseanne or Felicity, Murder, She Wrote, Melrose Place, In Living Color, etc. So I know of the shows from that time, but I wanted to focus on the shows that I was actually able to watch. Because obviously, ain't no way I should have been watching Melrose Place while I was a young kid. Like, that's just, no, I can't. That's drama. For a more teenage or adult me now. I could watch that now if I really wanted to, but I probably don't want to. There's so much TV on right now. I don't think I have time to go back and just watch shows that I haven't seen, honestly. I mean, I could certainly try, but I don't know how well that would work out. Yeah, I wanted to focus on the shows that I was able to watch. I will do another episode mostly centered around the next set of TV shows where I could talk about them and focus on their theme songs. And yeah. So with that being said, that's it for this part of the episode. I'll do a part 2 and a part 3, like I said, later. And coming up next, I will have a special guest on the show on KD Time. Her name is Lou, short for Louise, and she's this lovely woman from Ireland who's going to tell us all about her story and how she was living with one of the oldest women in Ireland. Yeah, and that what that was like and how that took place and everything. So stay tuned for that. That is coming up on the very next episode of KD Time, and that is all. You can catch me on the socials at KD Time Podcast on Instagram and Twitter. That is it for this episode, and I will certainly catch you on the next one. Y'all have a good rest of your day or your evening or whatever you're doing, and I'll catch you on the next one. Deuces!